Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So I made a gargantuan mistake of going to the grocery store yesterday.
Okay.
Because I have to bring appetizers and salad for Christmas Eve dinner, right?
Okay.
So I wanted everything to be relatively fresh, so I didn't have to worry about wilting lettuce or anything like that. So I go to the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It was the worst combination of people on this earth, which is people on a mission like me.
Yeah.
Who are basically going through it like it's a scavenger hunt, and the first one to get everything done wins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And people of an older age who on Tuesdays, their weekly outing,
mm-hmm.
go to the grocery store.
So you're saying it's a regular trip for them.
And it's a regular trip. And they are just having themselves a fine time walking slowly down the middle of the aisle.
Oh, not even right or left?
Gazing at everything around them, picking up every single tomato, finding that right tomato.
Mm.
As the rest of us are trying to dodge and dip and dive our way around them to get everything that we need to do to get out of there
Speed shopping, as fast as
humanly possible. And it is the worst combination on this earth. I got behind more people who were doing that and then mixed with seeing their friend who also did their Tuesday grocery shopping and just immediately going, "Oh, Francine, it's so good to see you."
Oh, no, you got behind that?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And I'm sitting there looking at it going, there's an area like right over there where you can go sit down and have a croissant and some coffee and catch up with them. Go take your cart over there and let the rest of us get our scavenger hunt done.
Wow.
You're killing me.
You're angry yesterday.
I was grumpy yesterday. Well, on top of the fact that then I was watching people having to get into the parking lot of the grocery store, they were stalking customers with carts going to their cars to get their parking spot, like idling behind them slowly as they're pushing their car so that they can take their parking spot.
Wow.
It was very Blossom Music Center.
Really?
It felt like Blossom, where it was very much a survival of the fittest type of situation where someone in a massive SUV would have ran you off the road if they had the opportunity.
Wow. Can I ask you an ethical grocery store question?
Far away.
If you know you have an item that you must be 21 to buy, beer, wine, right?
This is what I think I know where you're going, and this is one of my biggest pet peeves.
Should you go to the auto check line?
It should be a requirement.
To go to a regular line
to go a regular line with a human being in it. In the same way that if you're like buying cigarettes or anything or cigars or anything along those lines, it's the same exact thing. You got to go to a person because nothing is worse than when you're trying to get out and the ton items are less line and one of them is blinking violently as someone has that clueless look on their face as they hold their bottle of wine or their six pack of beer.
Yeah.
And it's like, this all could so easily be solved if you just went over to the line with the human being in it.
Yeah, but if you know there's like, let's just say there's four stations there for you to hit the barcode and
right.
send it through, right? Most places have one person sitting there in case that happens or in case Ooh. Someone's having trouble, you know. The other thing I get noisy about too is, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, do I really have to put in my phone number or put in my Advantage card?
Wouldn't it be nice to just check out and walk out the door sometimes? Yeah,
and wouldn't it be yes. nice if you just checked out and they gave you the same deals they were going to give God, you? Whether I mean, is it that hard?
Yes, I'm with you. It's
so
it's
they want to monitor everything that you buy so they could spit out the coupons that you end up throwing out 99% of the time
and
anyway.
Forgetting to do anyway.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this is a good coupon. And they forget you had it.
As they
and then
print
you look,
you
it's
out,
expired.
As they give you a receipt that's the length of the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah, that's a lot of wasted paper.
I don't understand that part of it either.
Why can't they text that to you or email it to you?
But
especially
I've
if you have to give them your number.
I have often thought that if you have made the choice to buy beer, wine, liquor, anything like that, you should be forced to go into a line with a human being in it instead of standing there.
Yeah,
and holding
but what happens if you get stuck behind somebody who's doing the weekly shopping? That's the thing. I mean, it's like they've got 300 things in their cart and you've got one bottle of wine.
You've made that choice. That's the decision
yeah,
that
I
you disagree. Made.
Now we're
you chose to go on the Millennium Force. You have to wait in line for the Millennium Force.
Like if there's
your choice.
Someone
you chose, we have liquor stores. We have stores specifically out there for beer, wine, and liquor. You chose to go to the grocery store. That's
you're wrong.
On you.
Yeah, I'm gonna Dan Menigan. You're wrong on this one.
That's on
especially
you.
If they have one person who's tending, tending the barcode machines.
That again, that's
is that the
on
right,
you.
Am I calling it the right thing? I call them the barcode machines. The
checkout thing.
Auto check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self checkout. That's the words.
Probably better.
We'll get there.
Yeah, one of these days.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's get back to the Browns here. I just want to take Bill's phone call because he's been waiting for a little bit. Bill's in Seven Hills. Happy holidays, Bill. How are you?
How are you, Bill?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Yeah. You know,
hey, Bill, do me a favor. You on speakerphone?
I sure am.
Yeah, if you could take it off there really quick.
Yeah, hold on one moment.
We want people to hear Bill.
Here we go. Almost there.
Almost there. Oh, there it is.
All right.
Oh, much better, Bill.
And we're better.
Guess where I'm at? I'm at the supermarket.
Okay.
And anyway.
Do you have over 21 stuff in your basket?
Are you?
I sure do.
Are you in front of some horse's rear end looking clueless at the checkout line as he checks out his beer?
Amen, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Horses rear end. You got it.
Very well. Go ahead.
Found that sometimes in life, if you want to predict the future, you got to look at sometimes the little things in life.
Hmm.
And to avoid boring you with the details of the little things I noticed in the Browns season, I've noticed two big things. If Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, if their jobs are on the line, I don't think that they would have traded Joe Flacco. I think at the trade deadline, Andrew Berry would have traded for a receiver or traded for something. And I think something big has already happened with Paul DePodesta leaving.
It's interesting you say that with DePodesta, because again, I still kind of don't know what exactly his role was outside of the fact that everybody believes he had his fingers and everything, which you know, is so vague and ridiculous. It's unbelievable. I don't think that Paul DePodesta leaving all of a sudden means we're about to get a bunch of football guys in the building who are, you know, sitting there going, I don't know, his girlfriend isn't hot enough. We can't draft him. I don't think that's all of a sudden going to show up.
I don't think that's happening either. I still think analytics is still going to play as much a part of the organization as before.
How are you?
All right.
Well, tell her thank you, and make sure you have your card there so you can check out so they can give you all your points.
Thank you. I'm doing that now.
All right. Good job, Bill. Thank you. See, you asked for someone to call from a grocery store, and they will.
And thank you for listening to us on the Odyssey app as well.
That's true. Rob is in Chagrin. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. Happy holidays to you.
To you as well, man.
Yes.
I think Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski went through a real problem this year. I think Andrew Berry had a burned him. That's why he got rid of Pickett and Flacco. I think Andrew Berry insisted on them giving Shador some sort of a look this year. I don't think Stefanski was planning on that at all.
Hmm.
And so he had a burned him.
Bob, and I'm happy you said this because I thought the same thing when it happened.
Yeah,
I thought the same thing.
Or the Dave Justice. Was it more of a Dave Justice or a Hatterberg?
Hatterberg, where they traded the guy in front of him so that Hatterberg had to play.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I don't know. But the problem is they had Mulder, Hudson, and Zito. I mean, everyone forgets that. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
Okay.
I know. But to Kevin's credit, I think he was pissed off to begin with. And then I think he started coaching the kid, and I think he's seeing results. And that team has not quit yet, fellas.
True.
I that team I saw this weekend, that was no quit team. That team was playing hard and playing to try to get a win, and it didn't work out. They don't have the horses, but they weren't quitting on Kevin yet. So I don't know that either one of those two guys are done. I think the real question is, how all of a sudden did Andrew Berry actually make good picks in the draft? Did he hire some extra people? Did he hire somebody new? How did that work this time where he actually hit on a whole bunch of draft picks when he couldn't hit on anything for the last 4 or 5 years? So anyway,
Bob. I still he didn't have those number one picks. So having, I mean, Mason Graham was automatically, as long as Mason made the team, it was a win.
Come on. He's been pretty darn good, too. And he's looking better at the end of the season than he did at the beginning.
It's going to take time. You knew that.
Of course.
Everyone knew that.
Rookies are bad.
Yeah.
Like, so to answer that question, no one's going to like this answer. I wonder how much of it was just straight dumb luck.
For this year?
Yeah. I wonder how much of it's dumb luck. And what I mean by that is not like Andrew Berry, you know, put his head on a baseball bat and threw a dart and went, oh, Carson Swessinger, you're perfect. I think by dumb luck, I mean the board fell in a way that their players that they wanted or that guys who were successful fell to those positions. That's what I mean by dumb luck, is more that idea of like, oh, Carson Swessinger fell to the second round. Perfect. Let's take him. Oh, Quinshon Judkins fell to an area that we had him slated on our board as a higher draft pick than that. Let's take him. Oh, Harold Fannin fell into this situation in the third round where for some reason he's still there. Oh, perfect.
But you could see how Swessinger may not have gone.
Right,
33rd. You may have seen
teams don't invest in linebackers.
And Fannin is an. I mean, you know, we follow the Mid American Conference. If someone is really good in the Mid American Conference, it kind of jumps out here in the Midwest. But I mean, he made his mark, right? Enough that the NFL saw him. But That was a great pick. Both of that Schlesinger and Fannin pick.
Outstanding.
Today, I mean, just look amazing. And you got, of what they have, seven picks total, right? Of all seven picks they had, their last one was Shador in the fifth round. And all of those guys have started. Mm-hmm. All of those guys have seen significant time on the field, and they've all contributed.
And all of those seem like guys that you will have here through their rookie contracts, if not a little bit longer. That's success. That's success.
I mean, he gets an A for this year's draft. There's no question.
And you could toss Isaiah Bond in there if you so desire. And if you want to get mad that they took two running backs instead of taking an offensive lineman, okay, I'll listen to it. If you want to get mad that they took Dylan Gabriel instead of taking a wide receiver, okay, you flopped enough third-round wide receivers. I think we could put that one to bed. But or you can go take an offensive lineman. Okay, are you really getting mad over a third-round pick? Like, are we really getting mad over a fifth-round pick? Is this really what it is? Or are we just yelling as the house burns down? Are we just yelling at our kid because he didn't mow the lawn?
It's all good points. Let's continue on with this Browns talk. Tim May is going to join us at noon. We're going to get into some college football action as we get ready for Ohio State. Man, it's what do we got? Another week until that game. Ugh, feels like it's taking forever for them to be able to play. But Buckeyes will get back on the field, so we'll talk about that with Tim May. And then Chris Rose is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Plus, we'll talk a little bit more Cavaliers, too. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Dan Menigan is in today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.